Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.
Welcome. I don't think Rocky ever fails to inspire me. I am Dr. Errol Gluck. I have the privilege of once a month, usually always, the third Sunday of the month, at 4 o'clock, to answer every single one of your questions about anything that interferes with your life. Okay, Rocky, it's my turn to win. Actually, it's your turn to win. I am an executive life coach, which means I help you sort out the ABCs of how not to go in circles in your mind. You know, I am a hypnotist, which is based on neuroplasticity. We always start by asking everyone out there to realize that I've been doing this for over 40 years and on radio for way over 20. There have been people who have said that their lives have changed. They call me up and tell me their lives have changed by simply the people who call in with their questions. So I want to ask you, do you want to be that person who's watching the baseball game? Or can you actually get on the mound and throw a pitch? There's no such thing as a dumb question. That pitch, no matter where it goes, someone's going to be helped. Now, our number here at the studio is 1-800-848-WABC or 1-800-848-9222. To reach me at any time or my office, it's 212-599-3195. Let's do that again. 212-599-3195. My office is at 420 Lex, which is the Gray Bar building, Grand Central. It's in Grand Central. Every train goes there. Metro North goes there. Every road leads to the Gray Bar building and eventually to me. So the way we normally start is we go over the questions. I want you to call in, by the way, with your questions. I have an alternative treatment that actually causes you to solve and rid yourself of problems, which is anything that interferes with your mind being at peace. How many people out there literally go through the day with their mind quiet, with your mind not racing, with your ability to sleep? I don't care whether you're suffering from addictions, whatever that addiction is, I'll be able to fix it. My wife likes to say that I overpromise, and I like to say that I always overdeliver. Whether it's smoking, you've been smoking maybe all your life, couple of sessions and you're not. It could be erectile dysfunction. It could be whether or not you know how you should go about actually learning how to date. Because a lot of people are lonely because they just don't know how. It doesn't matter. 800-848-WABC, my number to talk to my staff. Monday through Friday, we work 16 hours a day, usually 8 in the morning to 10 at night. Is 212-599-3195. So we're going to go to the first question that was lots of people, you know, they like to ask questions after the show. So we take the calls and I answer them. But I will stop for any call that right now comes in because I like live calls, even though these were live calls. Okay, so let's see. We're going to start with... We are going to start with Leon. Leon says, I am a 39-year-old successful banker. I am single and I don't date much because of ED. I am absolutely petrified that I'm going to be embarrassed. He says, I've been to every single doctor known to man. My testosterone is normal. My blood flow is normal. What can you do for me? Because I am in pain. Well, Leon, let me just tell you that this is probably the third or fourth most common problem that people come and see me for, or maybe the fifth. The problem is in the way you think. And this is one of those areas whereby using neuroplasticity, which actually change the neurological workings of the brain so that you are not going over and over like a merry-go-round, reinforcing the negative things that you've told yourself, okay? It's not a matter about you having ED. It's a matter about you having a thought process problem that results in ED. So give me a call, and you are going to be completely blown away because when something is fixed, it's fixed, okay? This is something that could absolutely ruin someone's life. So let's fix it. And great, we have Janet on the phone. Janet, talk to me. Oh, okay, Janet. Janet says, I'm a professional mother of six. Oops, she disappeared. Okay, so Janet, I realize it was difficult to go on the air, and therefore we're going to answer that question for you anyway and not for yourself. Don't feel bad. Alcohol is one way of taking the edge off, but very often what you use to relieve a problem becomes a bigger problem. Because what happens is that you learn to get your relaxation, the neurotransmitter dopamine and some of the other neurotransmitters become artificially through the alcohol. Alcohol is something like everything else you enjoy in moderation. The fact that you have six children, well, that is an incredibly hard job, and you will need help. You need help from your family, from your friends, but the first thing I want you to see, Janet, is don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. You are not a loser. You are a winner. And you just need some guidance, some coaching, and some structure and something to be put in place so that you could do your job well. Whatever you don't know, I'll show you. Give my office a call. It's a lot privater. You get one of my secretaries, but you could even not say anything to them. They'll just put you through to me. I always call back when I have a chance. 212-599-3195. There's a lot of Janets out there. There are a lot of people on the edge. You know, so I want you to realize that even though she said just a couple of words to our wonderful help here that takes the phone and answers it, it was still very, very helpful. Let's see what our next person says. Okay. This was Kim. Kim says, this is interesting, I smoke one cigarette a day. One cigarette. I don't drink. I eat healthy. And my husband won't get off my back. Now, I love him, but he's 50 pounds overweight, and I work out 6 days a week, and his only workout is his food, is the spoon to his mouth. I've been to doctors. I'm in perfect health. I can't get him to listen. Could you please tell him that I am okay and to look at himself? And by the way, my pet name for him is HH, which he says stands for Hypocritical Hippo. Anyway, so I'm not going to call you HH. That's not really nice. But here's the answer. If this person is smoking, everyone knows that smoking is unhealthy. But for some reason, Kim has a habit of integrating one cigarette a day into her life, and everything else she is doing quite well. And I would suggest to you, because your wife sounds kind of funny, and she also sounds like she does love you, is take all the time and work on yourself. Why do we always want to change everyone else but ourselves? Let's work on yourself. If you were actually smoking 5 or 6 or 10, I would tell you to come in and we would get rid of it because it just isn't worth it. But if you actually smoke 1 and you stay at 1, it's not the end of the world. We have Vinny from Queens on the line. Vinny, talk to me.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, Vinny.
Oh, that's good. I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I had leishmaniasis when I was overseas. I came home and got addicted to alcohol. And it's the only way I could get to sleep. And
Vinny.
50, I want to change things.
Vinny, I'm gonna change things around for you, okay? Because the truth of the matter is, first of all, everyone at WABC and from the depth of my heart, thank you for your service. Okay, it is the veterans that allow us to have the democracy we have. I don't care what anyone out there thinks about any war, whether it was good or bad or not. The vets have protected our backs and do to this day. So we owe them everything. Everything. So let me tell you, Vinny, we don't use alcohol for sleep. There's a lot of things going on in your life. There's just not one thing. So you're going to give me a call. We're going to lay out all the problems.
Do you take VA insurance? I mean, no, I'm on a VA.
You know what?
I'm 100% disabled with the VA.
You call my office and they'll give you all the information. But let me say this, that alcohol is a very, very potent drug. People think that alcohol is not a drug. When used normally, it's fine socially. Actually, sometimes it's enjoyable. But when it is at this point, for Vinny, it is destroying your life. What didn't kill you in Desert Storm can, Vinny, here. So give me a call and we'll take care of you. Thank you, Vinny. Okay. It is more than heartbreaking to see someone who has protected our country, to see someone who clearly, we overdrink because we overthink. And very often we overdrink because something is missing in our life. Some people, slowly and surely, the drinking replaces normal activities. There are people who are functional and there are people who are non-functional on alcohol. We're going to go into different types of alcoholism, during a lot of these people who I'm going to go through questions. We should answer their questions. But we're first going to go to our first commercial. So let's hit our first commercial and then...
You're tired of your life.
Call in 848-WABC. After the commercial, I'll take your phone calls. Shoot.
You're tired of your life being ruled by your problems and anxiety.
preventing you from actually experiencing and enjoying life. This does not have to be tolerated and can be eliminated. Whether it's anxiety, addiction, smoking, sexual dysfunction, loss of vision for the future, and the desire to get there, either in your business or your personal life, I have succeeded where others have failed. My name is Dr. Errol Gluck, and I am the preeminent executive life coach and hypnotist. Hypnosis based upon neuroplasticity changes the way you process and experience information. I practiced in the New York area for over 40 years, and now thanks to the internet, all over the world. Call me, 212-599-3195. Again, 212-599-3195. Visit my website, glucksolutions.com. Change your thinking. Change your life right now.
Well, welcome back. I do want to tell people that even though I am in the heart of the city, which is Midtown, the Gray Bar building, and people see me in person, you can also, WABC reaches 38 states, if you can believe it or not, literally way over 100 million people. And we have clients, I have clients that are from every state in the country and basically maybe 50 other countries in the world. You could call me from anywhere. And it doesn't really matter what it's about. I basically have covered it from A to Z. So call in here, WABC 800-848-9222. Get out of the bleachers and throw the pitch. Someone wants to hear your question. And you need an answer. We are going to Barbil. That's her name, and I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm sure. It sounds very pretty, but it's Barbil. Barbilly, actually. She says, I am a people person, and my husband is a quiet, reserved man who I love. He has a great sense of humor. We have 5 children, but we are both, and we both have our favorites. Well, let me interrupt. You know, everyone does normally have their favorites. The best idea is don't act it out, don't show it, and certainly don't tell it. So they were honest enough. She was honest enough to say that she has her favorites and she knows her husband does also. All our kids are good but one. Let's get back to that later. Am I or am I not entitled to be happy? I feel choked in this golden cage. She's obviously referring to her marriage, that even though there is a love there, something is clearly missing, and they are two different types of people. All right, so let's go into this. It is such an important question. I want to start out with one statement. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I had to drink some water and hit a button. The first thing I want you to know, Barbil, is that your children didn't ask to be born. This was a choice that was made for them. And that, yes, you absolutely deserve to be happy. But your deserving to be happy does not trump your responsibility to raise these children with a sense of justice, understanding about the world, how to be a productive citizen, how to make their way in life, how not to be a taker but be a giver. You have responsibilities that you may or you may not have the skills to do. There's nothing to be ashamed of if you don't have the skills, but there's everything to regret if you simply refuse to provide those skills to your children because you're focusing on how different you and your husband are. I am sure most people who get married over time have differences. Some people, in truth, should have probably never been married. It's kind of the reason, Barbel, that I do a tremendous amount of premarital coaching. I am a profiler, which I've been for over 40 years, to see whether two people actually should be together. And by this question, love, that I love my husband, what does that mean, that you love your husband? What's the difference between love and being in love? Now, in love sometimes is like insane. It is a codependency and not something that's a particular virtue. It's because when you truly are loving, you are giving without this grand expectation of receiving. It is your joy to give. And that's why one has a child, because they're able to love. If they're having a child, and as you said, we have one bad child, there's no bad children. Yes, there are people who were born with certain diseases. We're not talking about that. But usually it's simply poor parenting. And there's no shame in not knowing. Okay, in my generation, none of the parents knew anything. From their perspective, there was food on the table, clothing and shelter, and the rest you make for yourself. Nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong if you know better and you don't do it. So I'm going to tell you that, one, let's get rid of the idea of the bad kid. You're going to kind of need some help with that. Let's see. The other thing that I wanted to say to you, I actually wrote a couple of notes here, is that you're going to have to, when we talk about neuroplasticity, if you're going to change any behavior for the long term, you have to change it on a neurological basis. You have heard me say how many times, you're not what you eat, you are what you think. And no matter how much you read or how much you learn or how much you go to therapy, if your brain is not changed, if the neural nets of your rational brain, your frontal lobe, doesn't become dominant over your emotions, the mammal brain, the one you're born with, along with the reptilian, it simply wants to fulfill its own need. It is not necessarily caring about anyone else's need. That's why we do neuroplasticity. Okay, great. You heard that lecture. So call in and argue with me. 1-800-848-922. Call in and say, you know what? I do deserve better. I do deserve to start. One of the biggest problems people have is procrastination. Procrastination is simply doing nothing. I don't care how lost you are. If you get up and you walk in a straight line, you're eventually going to find your way. What's even better is if you find someone who's a tracker and actually knows the terrain. So let's try that one. Okay, let's see who our next person who we haven't answered their call is. And that would be Ronald. Ronald says, I am a staunch Republican, and my wife is a rabid liberal Democrat. We fight all the time about politics. We would love to save our marriage. Help me. All right, so I'm going to help you, Ronald. Ronald, I'm assuming that you married your wife not based on her political positions. And your wife has a right to her own opinion, by the way, just as you do. But if you and your wife want to act as adults, why don't you simply listen to what the other has to say and see if you could glean any agreement out of it? Because everyone has a different point of view based upon actually who they are. And sometimes people who are very opposite could have an amazing relationship only if they stop calling names and respect that other people could have a different position than you and it doesn't make them stupid. I would suggest that you both serve your political ambitions, but serve your marriage first. and to realize that listening to one another is what's necessary for you to have a healthy marriage and for us to have a healthy country. Most people are just armchair politicians. They have all these opinions, but they don't ever get off their backside and work for any of them. There's no volunteering. They may send in a check. That's not volunteering. You know what? Grow your children up and let your children be independent, not only of you, but of the politics, because you don't want to teach them there's only one way to think, okay? Good luck, Ronald. Let's see who our next caller is. And while I give you, by the way, the numbers, to reach us here in the studios, you're going to call 1-800-848-WABC, 9222. You're going to reach me by calling 212-599-3195. So many people asked that if hypnosis was so powerful, why don't more people use it? And that is an excellent question. It did not become recognized as a hard science until the late 70s, where it was actually before that perceived as kind of a stage trick. Now it's completely based on hard science, the workings of the brain. So when if a person came in and took a PET scan of their brain, and then after treatment and was finished, took another PET scan, they would actually see they have a different brain. This actually works. Plus, you need an extraordinary amount of hours to actually know what you're doing. But the people who have come, which are, you know, in the tens of thousands, for me it's way over 100,000, they have a story to tell. Okay, Ronald, that was a really good one. Here we have is Dr. K. Dr. K says, I am a husband, father, son of two wonderful parents who, without exception, are loving, they're warm, they're wise, they're generous with their wisdom, not necessarily with their money. I was raised in a wealthy family, but I never knew it. After 14, everything I had, I actually paid for myself by part-time jobs and sometimes helping the neighbors with the shoveling and so on and so forth. And then he says, I have no regrets, but even though I have a great husband, even though I have a great parents, even though I have everything, I am lonely. No one knows it, but I'm discontented in my heart and I'm sad. Should I search for something? Or should I continue swallowing up the knowledge of my own sadness or try to pursue some sort of wisdom that will drown out my sadness? Oh, Dr. K, very, very profound question. And here is something that everyone out here, I want you to turn the volume on your radio a little bit higher, okay? Everyone needs to have a reason. Everyone needs to have a reason to get up. You've heard it before that if you have a why in your life, you'll always find a how. You need that why. Cosmic loneliness is defined by me as the inability to feel connected no matter who you're relating to. It doesn't matter that there's love and there's family and there's busy work. And Dr. K happened to, off the air, tell me that they're a very successful physician and they do extraordinarily intricate work in surgery. But no matter how much friends, Dr. K needs to pursue what is going to actually touch her heart, inspire her so that her rational brain, not her emotional one, even though she uses her rational brain, her emotional one is still in charge, that you need a why. So I'm going to suggest that you do give me a call. And through the coaching and maybe through some hypnosis, we'll find out what your why is. And then you know what? Everything that's great in your life is going to actually still be great, if not greater, but you'll be able to experience and feel things. I am at 212-599-3195. That's 212-599-3195. Here, it's 848-WABC. 848-9222. Anyone who calls will also get a copy of my book, Uncommon Sense. I call it Uncommon Sense because common sense is not very common. And we are going to go to the next question that wasn't answered. If you call in, you will get taken immediately. Okay. This is Danny. Danny, this is a short question. Danny says, I'm dating 2 years. She never stops asking, when are we going to get married? I'm a little bit afraid. I come from divorced parents. I come from a wealthy home. And she is not open to a prenuptial. I do enjoy her company. I do want to be with her. But I feel like I'm being blackmailed. As she claims a prenuptial is a lack of trust. And I claim that a prenuptial is something that's going to help protect the marriage. What's your advice? Now I know people are actually tuning in and listening to this. When you are married, like I was the first time at, I think, 20 years old, there was no need for a prenuptial. I borrowed a suit, I borrowed a ring, I borrowed someone's shoes, and we got married to an empty apartment. I was working 3 jobs and going to school, and, you know, we didn't have to split the mattress. I was married for a very long time until my wife died of breast cancer. I am extremely happily remarried now for about 16 years, I believe. My wife is going to kill me because I don't know exactly how long, but she knows that I don't remember those things. But here's the answer. The answer is that a prenup is one way of ensuring that there's no misunderstanding, there's no resentment. It does tell you why everybody's in it. It is not a sign of a lack of love, but it is an acknowledgement that in New York City, in Manhattan, when I first started my practice, the divorce rate, functional divorce rate, was about 35% to 40%, and now it's over 90%. So many people with the best intentions get married and it doesn't last. And the last thing you want to do is spend millions upon millions of dollars with lawyers. So a prenup doesn't determine how deep and far you could take the love of this relationship. And if the person who, by the way, is you're marrying, I suppose that you are both bringing something to the marriage. It doesn't have to be the same thing. For some people, it's some people, they make the home, they make the life, and others make the money and they make part of the life. It doesn't really matter, because someone who's a homemaker and raises children has probably the harder job. But a prenup is not a form of not loving someone, and very, very often it is the best insurance of understanding exactly what you can expect, and then it makes you have to make the relationship work. So, yay for prenup. Okay, we're going to go to our next commercial, and then I am going to answer more of your questions. 800-848-WABC. I am Dr. Gluck, executive life coach, hypnotist, profiler. 212-599-3195. 1-800-848-9222.
You're tired of your life being ruled by your problems and anxiety, preventing you from actually experiencing and enjoying life. This does not have to be tolerated and can be eliminated. Whether it's anxiety, addiction, smoking, sexual dysfunction, loss of vision for the future, and the desire to get there, either in your business or your personal life, I have succeeded where others have failed. My name is Dr. Errol Gluck, and I am the preeminent executive life coach and hypnotist. Hypnosis based upon neuroplasticity changes the way you process and experience information. I practiced in the New York area for over 40 years, and now thanks to the internet all over the world. Call me, 212-599-3195. Again, 212-599-3195. Visit my website, glucksolutions.com. Change your thinking. Change your life right now.
Welcome back. Could you imagine that the song or the thought that plays in your head all day long, if you let that out, and I could tell you where that comes from, how it could be changed, will actually change the quality of your existence. Do you think that's worth it? To having you call in, everyone calls the office. Everyone does. We're flooded with calls because we do short-term treatment. And I work 16, 18 hours a day. We get to cover a lot of bases. But the truth of the matter is sometimes I can answer your question just by you calling in. Okay, we are going to go to Helen. Helen asks another marriage question. Should I get married? I am 36 years old and have never truly been in love. Another one of someone who's looking to be in love. But I want desperately a baby. I'm seeing a great guy. Every time someone says, you know, you're a really nice guy, you got to watch out because the left hand is coming. So let's see. I'm seeing a really great guy, but he doesn't make me laugh and the sex is boring. Deep breath. And I have a high sex drive. He does have a lot of money. But he's 15 years older than me, and he has 3 children from a previous marriage. He says he doesn't want a child, but he adds anything can happen. I'm not going to try to make it happen, but anything could happen. Should I pursue this relationship? Helen, there's a lot of problems that you laid out. So many people, when their biological clock starts to tick, 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 they feel like the answer is just the way in high school you feel like the answer is college, and then college is the job, and the job, it's then getting married. It's not the answer. If you have a high sex drive and there's no sexual connection, that baby or if it happens, is not going to fill that void. 1. 2, he's already telling you he doesn't want another child. 3, Helen, you didn't tell me anything about how you feel towards his kids. Okay, if you didn't mention that I see his children as they're also my family, and I would love to have another addition. That wasn't mentioned. It sounds to me that you want a child to fill something up in your life. And whether or not you like to hear this, Helen, and I am sure you're a very good person on some level, we all are good and we all are a pain in the ass, but you don't have a child for you. There should be, you know, there are tests for everything. To be a barber, a mechanic, I mean, a nail technician, you can, you know, massage therapist, you name it, but not for being a parent. Okay? Being a parent is not having a toy that makes you happy and now you could, along with your friends, complain and or compare your child versus them. Anyone who wants a child should be prepared to serve and to raise a good citizen, a good human being, someone with good decency, someone who knows how to create, who knows good values, but you allow them to think and break away as their rational mind becomes more and more dominant in their life, and they don't have to be a clone of you. It sounds like you would be better off right now buying a house or buying a car, because when they decay, they could always be traded in or thrown away. A child can't. A child needs safety. Now, you can't provide that safety just because you want one. You are more acting like a child than being ready to be a parent. And I'm not saying this to scold you. I'm saying this so that maybe you would learn, and you could call up and you could yell at me, of what does it take to actually be a parent. I do parenting classes. I do one-on-one. So learning actually how to raise a great citizen and not necessarily someone who is a great slave. Good luck. I hope you take my advice. I am there if you do. Again, we're giving out the number here, 1-800-848-9222. And to reach me, it's, you got your pen handy? 212-599-3195. Okay, I love radio. I love the fact that we could reach out to so many people. I want you to, by the way, if you feel you have something going on with you that no one else in the world has or understands, that's the person I want to see call. I love people because everyone, by the way, thinks that they're the weirdest person on earth. That no one has their dreams, that no one has their problems, that no one knows their pain. That's the furthest thing from the truth. People know. People, in many ways, as much as you're different, you are very much the same. We have Mike on the line. Mike, talk to me. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Tell me how I can help you.
I have a long-term issue with sleep, not being able to go to sleep, and it's leading to a lot of other problems, like a dependency on sleeping pills or drinking to go to sleep, which then leads to other problems in my relationships and so forth. And I've tried all the Zen meditation, you know, you put it on as you're going to sleep, and they try to talk you to sleep, and I've done all the YouTube, I've tried herbs, I've tried a lot of different things, and I just can't sleep, and it's really affecting my life.
All right, this is a huge problem and something that I deal a lot with. Let me ask you a couple of questions right off the bat.
Sure.
Tell me how tall you are.
5'9".
And what do you weigh?
190, exactly.
And do you have a very stressful job? What do you do for a living?
Yes, I'm a very high-ranking member of the New York City Police Department.
Okay. I will tell you that law enforcement, which I treat a tremendous amount of, does have a similar problem because they have so much on their mind. So this is a case, Mike, where the hypnosis, what it really does is it allows you to go through a period of 6 to 8 hours where you're literally shutting off the part of your brain that is kind of keeping you in that twilight, you know, tossing and turning sleep, where you're getting more and more agitated. Now, the problem with the alcohol and the problem with the sleeping pills is it's causing your brain not to produce natural dopamine and natural the natural neurotransmitters that allow you to sleep. So, mm-hmm. So what's happening is you're actually making it much worse. Now, Mike, here's the bottom line. This is extremely common. Okay, extremely common, especially with people who have high-pressure jobs. And by the way, a shout-out to everyone in uniform in New York City PD, whether you believe it or not, they have your back, they keep you safe, and when anyone's in trouble, that's the uniform they want to see. Now, for you, Mike, so what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get you sleeping. I'm going to get you sleeping so soundly without any drugs or medication that you're going to go out there and do your thing, which obviously you're doing a great thing. Keep doing it. Give me a call, and we'll take care of that. 212-599-3195. And since you probably have a problem sleeping, I worked at 10:30 at night anyway. So you could get home late, and then when you're sleeping, you could take an earlier appointment. So is there anything else besides that, Mike, that kind of keeps you awake?
I just can't turn my brain off. That's really what it boils down to.
Okay, so what it boils down to is you need to turn your brain down. And by the way, hypnosis tapes, I would want to say I'm sorry if I offend people, but that really wouldn't be the truth. They are the worst things in the world. Everyone is different. So what I would say to Mike in a hypnosis session, which he would have permanently and one builds upon the other, wouldn't be what I would say to anyone else. So one size fits all doesn't work. And there is no drug that doesn't eventually create a dependency so that you have a very, very bad sleep. You wouldn't, Mike, have a Fitbit, would you?
I do have one. I haven't worn it in a while, but yes, I do.
So what I want you to do, by the way, is tomorrow on Monday, call my office, talk to my office manager, Megan, and we're going to hook your Fitbit up to my computer, and I'm going to see the chart of your sleeping process. And this way, when you come in, I'm going to know already what's going on in your brain.
Great.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. Just can you give me that number one more time?
Of course I can. 212-599-3195.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Mike, thank you for your job. You're welcome. No, it's funny. The today, by the way, how many people out there know today is it's a National Hugging Day? It is. That's true. I'm not making that up. Just go to Wikipedia. It's Natural Hugging Day. So go give someone who wants it, ask permission and give a nice big hug. Okay? Don't give someone a hug if you're not asking or they're inviting. But otherwise, a hug is kind of a good thing. Let's see who our next person is. We're coming close. And we have one more minute break, they're telling me. Let's see. We have Marco. Marco, my children say that I'm an alcoholic. My wife says I'm not. You know, I do drink 2 martinis at lunch, sometimes with a glass of wine. And my wife and I probably do about a bottle of wine each at dinner. But I never miss work. How does a person really know when they cross the line or they go through, you know, or they really are an alcoholic? So let me answer your question, Mario. That's Marco. Mario was the next. This is Marco. Mario was someone else. Marco, here's the question. It is not the volume you drink. It is what does it do to you? How does it affect your life? Even though you're functioning, how does it affect your health? Because one of the things you need to ask yourself is, in the long run, One of the problems with too much alcohol is that it affects the oxygen base of your molecular system. What is cancer? Cancer is when you have aberrant cells breaking away from a very strong molecular base. So it is agitating to the system. If you told me you had a martini, with lunch, and you had a glass of wine, with dinner, that's not necessarily a problem. You may not be an acute alcoholic. So let's go through, before our minute commercial, let's go through the different types of drinking and see which one you are. There is the non-drinker. Obviously, we don't have to have a problem unless you're one of those judgmental non-drinkers. You're not a better person because you don't drink. Then there is the social drinker. They drink occasionally. They drink, when there's a social event, but not necessarily every day. Then there is the problem drinker. This is someone who has non-alcoholic but simply drinks too much. They're putting on extra weight, extra calories. They find they don't have the oxygen. They can't run the way they do. They find out that very often they are mixing the alcohol with different medications because alcohol causes you not to be able to sleep, by the way. At first, people say, I use it for sleep. Well, let me explain. It puts you to sleep and then guarantees, because it raises the insulin levels in your body, it guarantees you're going to wake up with anxiety, causing you to want to drink more. So no, alcohol is not for sleep. It is the anti-sleep. But a person who's just an habitual drinker could learn some new habits through coaching and through some exercise. And then there is the linear alcoholic. The linear alcoholic is a person who could have a drink or two, or depending on their size, maybe three. But if they pass a certain point, they will drink till they brown or black out, and it does affect their life. And eventually, it will shorten their life and affect the quality of their life. And then there is the acute alcoholic. This is a person who cannot ever drink, because once they start, even if it's one, they just don't stop. And this is a person who simply should take all that energy, and there's a million ways to socialize, to have an amazing personality, to be at any party or any event and pour yourself, a tonic and lime or whatever, a Virgin Bloody Mary, and be able to be social, but not to drink. And this, the problem drinker, the linear alcoholic, the acute alcoholic are the ones people actually come to me for this problem. It is 100% fixable, but you need to want it to get fixed. So many young people to me say, I love to drink. But you know what they're really saying is, I love not to feel in fear. I love to feel that I don't have to think. I love to feel accepted by others. I love to let down my guard. It would be really helpful if you learned those techniques rather than drinking to find them artificially. The big problem with drugs is you have to pay for them. You don't know how they're going to affect you, and there's nothing your brain can't be taught better without drugs than with them. So we're going to go into our last commercial. I don't have to. I could just keep talking. Oh, how wonderful. Wouldn't you really want to hear me than my commercial, which you probably memorized? But here, 212-599-3195 is how you get me. Okay? I do train doctors. I do train other people who want to either learn some form of executive coaching, who want to specialize. I do mediation. I absolutely train people and are able to certify them through the National Guild in hypnosis. But I will tell you that it is best to learn one thing and become somewhat of an expert on it rather than try to learn a million things. If you're not really ready to be a aggressive student, then that's going to be a problem. We have time for one more question. Does anyone want to throw in that question? Otherwise, we're going to go to the last person. Okay. Here's Heschel. Heschel, I'm a 62-year-old retired lawyer who has everything in life, children, money, friends, but I'm miserable every day. I cannot sleep, and when I do, I have nightmares. Sleeping pills don't work, and I don't know what to do because I'm losing my mind. It seems like we have a lot of sleep questions last week. So here's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that if you don't sleep for a certain amount of time, you will begin to hallucinate. And very often, that which you have as a symptom is not your problem. People have a need to feel needed, to feel accepted, to turn things off, and to learn how to please their higher value, their rational mind, than their emotions. There's an answer to every problem. I am Dr. Gluck from Gluck Solutions. Call me, 212-599-3195. The third Sunday of next month, I'll be here. I will be here with Rocky with the answers, and you can call me anytime. Go get them.
You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.